It's just amazing to me how through the chaos of everything, Lifeway has touched more people than we could ever imagine. Just a few nights ago, we had Christmas Eve service. We had almost 200 people in two different services. And from the numbers of people that watched online, we were well over 1,000 people that Lifeway touched in those services and online. We had to go virtual for a time period. Crazy thing, the AV department had to scramble, figure out what to do. But the amazing thing when we look back on 2020, by going virtual, we reached so many more people than Cuero. The numbers that came in were crazy. 3,000, 4,000 people that were reading, that were hearing the message of Jesus, not here in Cuero. We all like to say we're just a small little church in Cuero. We were touching people in other states, in other countries. It's just amazing what God used in the craziness of all of that to be able to spread His message. And we're just one church. So if you think about what one church did, one small little church in Cuero, and you think about all the churches all over the world and where they were able to get that message of hope, that message of Jesus out to the masses, where they wouldn't be sitting here in a pew, but yet they're sitting in their living room. You know, when I stood here a year ago, I had no idea that we were going to be hit with one of the worst pandemics of our lifetime. But, like I said, God used all of that. He used it for His glory. You know, as I prepared for this message and just thought about kind of things, the video that we just shared really hit it home to me. We shouldn't live in fear. We don't need to worry about what 2021 is going to bring. You know, as for me and my family, looking back on it, I would say we had one of the most crazy, I wanted to say worst, but I decided that looking back on it, it wasn't the worst. It was one of the best years that personally the Broughton families had. We went through the lockdown, and I'll just tell you, myself is ADHD, probably letters that we don't even know. Being stuck at home was crazy, but yet I got to spend time with family, those that were close and mattered the most to me, and we all did. Getting to help my children through part of their school year, while at the time our table looked like a war room, but yet I got to spend time with them that I wouldn't normally have. Megan and I resigned from a job that we had had for 5 years or more, a lifestyle that my kids didn't even know the difference, to dad leaving the house, going home, going out into the world to work at a career. That was transition for our family. The company that I went to work for was a small startup company. Crazy. When I brought this idea when God brought this idea to me and I took it to the family and said, I want to leave the security of what we're doing to go to work for a small startup in the middle of a chaos and pandemic, to time of unemployment, to the startup company not really making it and having to backtrack a little bit. But you know what, through all of this, to a job that I probably wouldn't have ever even looked for, but God knew. God knew a year ago when I stood up here and talked to y'all what I was going to go through, what my family was going to go through. And it's not much different than what a lot of you guys, a lot of y'all online are going through. And just the hope and to be able to keep thanking Him through the times of chaos. You know, we have to, the main thing that 2020 has brought to me, and I guess I would hope that over the next couple minutes or that I can share with you guys, is just the trust, trusting God. You know, you look back through Scripture, if you look back through time, Scripture is not any different than our life. We all try to plan. We plan well in advance. There's more bride magazines out there. People like to know, you know, when they start. I mean, our 13-year-old, I hope she's not, but at some point she's probably going to start looking at those magazines and thinking about what her wedding is going to be like. We're planning years in advance, guys, but God doesn't promise us those years. He says, live for today. And that's how 2020 has been. We can't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. We can't worry about what's going to happen next year. We have to worry about what's happening now. You know, and He shows us this throughout Scripture. I mean, all the way back to the book of Exodus. You would think that that God's followers, His people, knew what was going on. They were planning. But yet they were slaves in Egypt. And He didn't send but one. I mean, we went through one. We went through one crazy time. 1 year. But God didn't send one. He sent 10. He sent 10 different plagues. He sent 10 different natural disasters. All of this is shown through Scripture to force Pharaoh to allow the Israelites to depart. But, you know, Pharaoh kept taunting God and saying, I'm in charge. I'm in control. And God kept saying, no, you're not. I'm going to send you another thing that's going to happen. When they finally left, and I get to the, you know, we're to the end of 2020. If everyone's like me, they're hoping 2021 is going to be better. And I'm sure the Israelites, when they left Egypt, were like, yeah, we did it. We got out of this. And they spent the next 40 years wandering around. They kept getting close. They knew the promised land was over there, or they knew it was over here, and they would get close, but then they would be taken right back to where they are, right back to where they were. So I can imagine that they stood every year at the end of the year and said, man, we struggled through this year, and we didn't make it. But they didn't give up that hope. They didn't give up they had their eye on the prize. They knew that they needed to get there. And they just kept trying. And y'all, that's what 2021 is going to be for us. You know, we're going to get there. We're going to overcome this. I don't like the word new norm. I want to go back to the old norm. That's me. But we're going to get there. You know, they followed. And as the Israelites, I mean, it took a change in leadership. It took Moses dying and Joshua coming up for them to again get to that point. And Joshua led them to the banks. And he said, guys, it's right there. But you know what? There were still skeptics. There were still people that looked at him and said, I don't think we're going to be able to do this. You know, how are we going to get there? How are we going to get to where we need to be? And You know, what Joshua finally said to them as they were all questioning him, and I think this is so fitting, not just this year, not last year, not the year, not next year, the year before, year after, 10 years from now. This is what he said to them is very fitting, for we haven't passed this way before. And you know, the more I think 2021, what is it? I don't know. I mean, I stood here, like I said, a year ago, I would have told you 2020 is going to be the greatest year ever, and we're going to get through it. But you know what? We did. And what I'd like to say to everyone, be one of the first to say we're survivors. We made it through. You know, because we can remember that, number one, we have to trust God with our plans. We can't not do that. If we don't trust Him with our plans, you know, like the Israelites, then we're not going to get there. We need to allow Him to work. We need to give God the chance, because honestly, I don't know what to expect. You know, first point, that as we move forward and we move into this next uncertain time, we'll call it that. We won't call it 2021. We'll call it uncertain time. Is that for us, and this is hard for me because I'm one of those people that's a control, likes to be in control. I think it shows with our modern society. We all have nav systems in our car. If you don't have one in your car, you use one of these every time you're trying to go somewhere. But, guys, our steps are not known. We don't know what the next route is. Now, the thing that my GPS quite frequently tells me is recalculating. And I think back to before all this technology, before we said, hey, I want to go here and this is how I'm going to get there. We used to have to take out paper maps. Some of y'all may be too young to remember paper maps. I actually tried to find one during the pandemic, and the guy at Walgreens looked at me like I was crazy and tried to sell me a GPS model. But going back to paper, you know, trusting that, hey, you know what? I'm not going to worry where this road goes. I'm going to turn down it. I'm going to figure out where I end up. And I know from personal experience driving around, I've seen some of the most beautiful countryside. My wife sometimes thinks I'm crazy because we will do it. Hey, let's turn off on this road, see where we end up. Hopefully we eventually end up back at home. But if you have a full tank of fuel, it works great. But you know, so we have to remember that these unknown steps they can be frustrating. In Isaiah, God tells us to devise a plan and it will fail. If you make a prediction, it won't happen unless God is with us. And, you know, that has to be probably one of the, that could be one of the best ways to go into 2021. We can try. We can have ideas. I'm not telling you don't dream. I'm not telling you don't plan that wedding if you're at that point. But you also have to understand that you've got to make sure that God is at the center of those plans. Because when He is, the plan will work. If He's not there, then it's not going to happen. You know, He reminds us again and again through that scripture that only He can save us from our enemies, and that anything that we do to try to not bring Him into the picture, if we say, I'm tough, I can do this on my own, He's going to cause us to fail. He's not going to cause us to fail, but we are going to fail. Because we can't do it. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't just rely on Him. We can't. It's a team effort, and you got to have God on your team. You got to be front and center. He's got to be the quarterback. He can't do any other position. You know, kind of takes me back to those Israelites, and I think they had good intentions. I think they knew they were following Him, but they were skeptical. To be standing, I can just imagine standing on the banks of the Jordan and looking across and thinking, how are we going to get there? You know, go down to the Guadalupe on a flood and think, how are we going to get from Cuero to Goliad? But yet, they had the faith that they could say, you know what, we're not going to worry about it. Because once they trusted Him, once they allowed Him to make the plan, then He opened all the doors. So as we move through 2021, as we move into, you know, the next months ahead, we just need to be listening. God's going to show all of us the correct, the best way to do whatever we need to do. You know, I think as we look back, as we move back to a year from now, if Glenn asked me to preach again, hopefully I don't mess it up too bad. I didn't mess it up last year, so he asked me back. And we can look back on 2021 and we can say, hey, you know what? Whatever it threw at us, God was with us. The other thing that we have to think about as we move into 2021 is God has our interest at heart. God knows what we need. He knew what we needed in 2,000 years ago, 2,020 years ago, 2,021 years ago, when He laid His Son in a manger. He knew what we needed. He knew what we needed in our hearts. So, along with those steps, along with the transition, trusting Him on our unknown steps, we have to realize that if we don't have Him with us, if He's not in our heart, then it's going to be really hard to fulfill the potential that He wants for us. You know, in Hebrews, He says that He will equip us with all that is good to do His will, working in us what is pleasing in His sight through Jesus. And I like the last part, the glory belongs to Him. You know, it doesn't say the glory belongs to us. It says the glory belongs to Him. So if we're following in the steps that He wants us to, if we're allowing Him to know that He has our best interest at heart, that glory is going to be given to Him. You know, it's like I keep coming back to the craziness of this year and saying, I think we can all say, we can all give glory to God. We're here. Some of us have been through the sickness. Some of us know people that have. And we all can say that God has helped us. He's helped us to do everything good for Him. So as we venture into you know, through 2021, and we've put God at different areas of our life. I'm sorry, at all areas of our life. He can't just be at one area. He's got to be at all. We need to remember, like I said, he's not part of one part of our life. He's part of all of it. And as crazy as this year's been, when we were stuck at home by ourselves, when we were quarantining and everything else, God was with us. You're not alone. Even if you're sitting there, where he built all of us for that relationship with one another, with him. We you've got to remember that. But he's not just there in our relationships. He's there when it comes to our health. We've got church members, we've got people that I'm sure we know in the community that we have to pray for almost daily for health, for well-being. And I think that's the hardest part on to pray for health. We pray for healing. We, unfortunately, as humans, want earthly healing, but it doesn't always come to that. We have to know that as we moved through 2020, we lost people. And those people that we lost are having a party right now. Well, my kid said it best the other day on Christmas. You know, we had the kids last Sunday had a birthday party for Jesus. And we went home and the kids talked about, what is the birthday party for Jesus like in heaven? It's got to be amazing. And while it's sad for us, the people that we have lost, they're having that birthday party with Jesus. They get to celebrate. You know, we have to trust him with our finances. Coming from pretty stable, we were in a comfort bubble that provided pretty much everything my family needed, to taking that risk and stepping out, to going through what a lot of us went through this year of unemployment, to realizing, hey, you know what? It's not my finances. I'm going to use what God gives me, and I'm going to trust him to take care of when there's a shortfall, when you open up the checkbook at the end of the month and you sit there and go, I'm not sure where the next money's coming from. But you know what? God already does. He already knows. He's going to bring it to us in our finances. So God creates what's pleasing to him. And through that, we are supremely equipped to do what he's called all of us to do. I mean, whether it's Glenn or Kyle up here preaching, whether it was Megan and I stepping out of that comfort bubble, you know what? He knew that startup company wasn't where I was going to end up. But he knew that he had to give me something to get me to step out of that comfort bubble, to get me to where he actually wanted me for right now, where he wanted Megan, and how we are using the jobs that he moved us to glory him, to spread his will. So, you know, finding that peace that it's not in our, but it's with God. The other thing is trusting that he has a plan for us. You know, no matter what, no matter, and this has been, this has come to me more times in my 40 years that it's hard. Again, it goes back to that. I'm a planner. I like to be in control. I like to be the one that's driving the ship, but he's not. It's probably one of the most recognized verses, and I think it's fitting for this time of the year, is in Jeremiah, he says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, the plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future." You know, as we leave that on the screen for a minute, the thing that jumps out at me every time I read that verse, every time I hear that verse, it comes back to that, who's making the plan? It's not me. As much as I like to say, hey, I'm in control, I'm running the ship, he says it in the first three words of that verse. He says, "For I know." He doesn't say, "For Tyler knows," or "Mike knows," or "Bruce knows." He says, "For I know." And what that tells us is, he's known from the time you were that size to the time that our last day on earth. He knows what the plans are. He knows everything. He knew what 2020 was going to bring. He knew it when Jesus was laying in that manger. He knew what 2020 was going to look like. And you know, that's hard for all of us, I think. Hard for me especially, but to be able to give him that control. But then he finishes it up with, "For he knows how to help you. He knows he's not going to set you up for disaster." And you know, the last part of that verse, "to give you hope." So right there, what we know is, if we just trust him, if we trust God, he's going to show us the plan. Unfortunately, for a lot of us, myself included, it's not in our timing. We have to learn that we have to trust him and follow his time. You know, kind of brings us to the next point, which is, after we've done these first three steps, after we've agreed that he knows our plans, he knows our future and our hope, he's going to continue to guide us. God's going to give us a blessing of guidance. You know, we don't know what that means. I mean, the crazy thing is, I stood here a year ago and kind of said, hey, God's going to bless us in 2020. And there was a time when I think a lot of us doubted it, but you know what? He did. I think we can look back on 2020 now. I think we can look back and we can say, he did bless us. He blessed us immensely. He continues to show us. You know, I think back to, in the blessing of guidance, I think back to when Paul was writing to the Colossians, and he wrote this, y'all, from prison. I mean, Paul was writing this in a sense of probably not knowing what tomorrow was going to bring. You know, I can only imagine what a prison in the Middle Ages was like. I mean, it was not the, not that jail now is good, or, but it definitely did not have the amenities that we had. You know, and so Paul said, as he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "For this reason also, since the day we have heard this, we haven't stopped praying. We are asking that you may be filled with knowledge of His will in all wisdom and all spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all the power according to His glorious might, for all endurance, patience, with joy. Think about those words for a second. You know, here we are as we go through, as we came through 2020. We never stopped. I don't know about you guys, but my family never stopped praying. We continued to just say, hey, you know what? Let's look for spiritual wisdom. I would never have imagined standing up here a year ago, looking at today, that I would have been telling y'all that, hey, we're not doing what we've done for 7+ years. That we've had 2 jobs since I talked to you, 3 jobs, I guess, leaving one and going to 2 others since we stopped, since I spoke to y'all a year ago. But you know what? It all happened because we had to walk in a manner that was worthy of what God wanted us to do. You know, this prayer reminds us just how strong the gospel is, that He's going to help us endure. He's going to give us patience. He's going to give us the joy. We have to look as we move through this and continue to dig deep, to continue to trust God, because when we do, we're not distracted by bad advice. It's out there. Pick up one of these. Hate it. I love it. Hate it. Both. Anything you see, anything you read on social media, on the news media, they want us to live away from God. They want us to live in that fear that 2021 is going to be similar to what 2020 has been. That we're not moving forward. But you know what? Our goal is not to live in the past. Our goal is not to worry about what happened. Our goal is to live a life that's worthy of God, worthy of the Lord, and how can we please Him in every way? You know, kind of brings me to one of the last things that came to my head as I was praying through this message and thinking about, thanks, Glenn, you want me to wrap up 2021, is how do we do this? And whatever happens, and what I came up with is we have to keep thanking God. You know, we're here. Can I be the first to tell y'all we're survivors? 2021 is out the door in a few days. We've made it through. And, you know, kind of brings me to the slide that I sent Greg to kind of summarize this message is from 1 Thessalonians, and I think it was very fitting. It says, give thanks in everything. Honestly, it could kind of stop right there. Give thanks in everything. And I think that those 4 little words summed up pretty much 2020. And while it wasn't what we expected, if we continued to give thanks, you know, he goes on to say, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. But I think it sums it up in those first four words. Just to give thanks. You know, we had no idea. Can I get an amen on no idea what 2020 was going to bring? But you know what? As we look forward to 2021, I have to tell you the exact same thing. I don't say it to discourage. I don't say it to bring everybody down. We have no idea what 2021 is going to bring. Only God does. But if we keep it up, if we keep thinking about how do we give Him thanks, how do we give Him thanks in every circumstance, the good or the bad, He's in control. He's been in control. He's been in control since His Son was laying in a manger 2,021 years ago. You know, He knows as we move into 2021 that He's in control. God knows all of our steps. He knows exactly what 2021 is going to bring. He knows what it's going to mean for all of us. He knows where we're going to be. He knows who's going to be standing here a year from now, recapping 2021. We have to remember that He's got all of our interests at heart. He knows everything that's going to happen. Y'all remember the most probably important thing for as we move into 2021 is He's got a plan. He's got a plan for us. He's going to let us prosper. He's going to let our country prosper. He's going to let our nation grow. He's going to keep blessing us. And that's what we've got to do. So as we move into 2021, I guess I like this slide the best. Whatever happens, whatever 2021 throws at us, we can all look back on it and say, we survived 2021. I'm sorry, we survived 2020. And we can keep thanking God as we move through this. Remember, He's got your interests at heart. He's got a plan for us. And as long as we keep thanking Him, He's gonna make 2021 just as great as 2020. And that's cool that I can stand up here and say 2020 was great. You know, it wasn't what we expected, but it was great. So, you know, I guess I ask the question that as we move into 2021, what is 2021 for you? And that's something that I can't honestly, can't really answer that. God knows. So what are your next steps in 2021? You know, I guess what I would hope and pray for those that are here, those that are tuning in online, your first next step needs to be, if you don't know Jesus, you need to get with one of us. There, after the service, there'll be some guys in the back. I'll be up front. Glenn's around. He's not here today, but he's around. Kyle's spending family time with his family, but we're all here. Any one of us is just a phone call away. No, Jesus. If you don't, please get with one of us. If you just feel like you're not connected, this year has been one of those years that everybody's been kind of pulled apart. Find a small group. Make 2021 the year that you say, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to get involved in a Sunday school class. I can play an instrument. I'm going to join the band. I'm sure they would love to let you try out and help you. They give them a break on a Sunday. Find some way to get plugged in. Because honestly, guys, we're not, the relationships that God asks us to do is not to go through life alone. He asks us to be there, to be part of a family. Kind of leads me to the last place is get plugged in. Find a church home. Lifeway's got one of the greatest church families through all this chaos, through all the craziness. We didn't stop praying for each other. We didn't stop. Our membership grew. We had baptisms. We had salvations. You know, the devil threw 2020 at us and said, I'm going to tear the church apart. We didn't get to take kids to church camp. We struggled through some retreats that happened on smaller numbers. But you know what? As we look back on it, we still had people that were saved. So find a church home. If it's Lifeway, great. Come see one of us. If it's not Lifeway, if you're here visiting, if you're tuned in online because you're worried about a pandemic, find a church home. You know, tuning in online is great, but you've got to connect. He says, come together to be a part of my family. So, you know, just remember, guys, I guess kind of in closing is, we had no idea what 2020 was going to throw at us. God did. We had no idea where we were going. But as I look back on it, God took us places that only He knew we were going. I know the AV guys had no idea a year ago that they would be live streaming to thousands of people every Sunday morning. But God did. You know, so as we move into 2021, have that blessed new year. Keep thanking God. And just remember, whatever happens, whatever 2021 throws at us, whatever it is, as long as we keep thanking God, 2021 will be as amazing and glorifying to Him as 2020 was. You know, I saw this on Facebook yesterday or day before, and I thought it was kind of fitting to summarize it. We are now able to say that hindsight is 2020, as long as we can follow God. So, I ask if you would just bow your heads and Lord, we just come to You this morning. We just thank You for the amazing opportunity to be able to stand here, to pray and worship You. As we wrap up a super crazy year, not really knowing what this year was going to look like, we knew that You did. And as we move into 2021, Lord, we just ask Your blessing on all of us. We just ask You to help and guide us, to show us the path that You have in store for all of us. And Lord, we thank You that we are able to keep thanking You, to keep praising You as we move into 2021. And we just pray all this in Your holy name. Amen.